Tonight's the night in Boca Raton as President Obama and Mitt Romney meet in the final presidential debate. With a preview of that and other news this morning, we head to the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. And good morning, Phil Latzman.
And good morning, Wanda. Florida looms even larger in the political universe this week, starting with the final presidential debate tonight in Boca Raton and ending Saturday with the start of early voting across the state. Now, ahead of tonight's debate, there's a lot of activity surrounding First Lady Michelle Obama will be campaigning for her husband in Broward County, speaking at Broward College, in fact, this afternoon. And early tomorrow morning, after the debate, President Obama will hold a campaign event at the Delray Beach Tennis Club. Mitt Romney was in Fort Pierce, among other places, over the weekend. Meanwhile, voting has already begun, well underway, in fact, by absentee balloting around the state. As of yesterday, nearly 750,000 people had already sent in their ballots. Nearly 45% of those are Republicans, about 40% Democrats, the remaining 15% independents. In-person early voting begins around the state on Saturday, and that process has traditionally favored Democrats. Forget booths and absentee ballots. A new study suggests that college students would rather vote using their thumbs. AT&T conducted the survey on one of the most politically galvanized campuses in the nation, Lynn University, hosting the debate tonight. Out of nearly 300 students surveyed, 58% said they would use smartphones to cast their ballot if mobile voting were available. The survey was conducted by a group of student volunteers led by Lynn University's communications professor, Stephanie Jackson.
With all we hear about the apathy of this generation, it was shocking to me how many of them said, yes, I get my political information online, through Twitter, through social media, and even on news network websites.
The study suggests that politicians who want to win elections better hone their Twitter and Facebook skills. 79% of students surveyed say they're more likely to vote in November because they follow a presidential candidate on social media sites. And the coverage of tonight's events begins at 7 p.m. We have a special rebroadcast of the Florida Roundup debate special from Lynn University. And before that, live coverage, or after that, rather, live coverage of the debate begins at 9 o'clock here on WLRN. Keep it tuned. And last week, a judge granted attorneys for George Zimmerman the right to subpoena the Facebook and Twitter records of Miami Gardens teen Trayvon Martin. The ruling came a Friday after a hearing where prosecutors were trying to muzzle Zimmerman's attorney, Mark O'Mara, to keep him from discussing the case with the media and on the internet. Zimmerman shot and killed Martin in February, but says he acted in self-defense. Martin's parents were also there, and his father, Tracy Martin, says he's tired of his son seemingly being the one on trial.
I think it's wrong that we attack the victim. I just feel that as human beings, that our first priority shouldn't be to assassinate the character of the victims and make dead children seem as though they're the perpetrator.
And Mother Sabrina Fulton says they've formed somewhat of a political action committee to try and defeat such legislation as Stand Your Ground that allowed George Zimmerman to go free after the killing. It's called Change for Trayvon Committee. And while social networking records can be subpoenaed, there's no guarantee that Facebook or other sites will voluntarily give up the information without a court challenge. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.